listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Harrison Smith. It is Thursday, July 29th, 2021. We have a very good show for you today. We'll be mocking celebrities. We'll be mocking politicians. We'll be mocking all of this ridiculous nonsense, as we do every day. Yesterday, I think, was a particularly good show, a show I'm particularly proud of. We had comedy. We had groundbreaking revelations. I'm telling you, folks, what we do here at InfoWars is unlike anything anybody does anywhere else, and that's no understatement. But it's all grounded in very simple beliefs. And in case you're a first-time viewer, let me enumerate some of those for you. Here's what we're all about here at InfoWars. We like freedom. We like strength. We like the chaotic but always interesting and invigorating struggle for liberty against the machinations of a small number of ultra elite that are attempting very rapidly and with some measure of success to enslave the entire world in a form of neo-feudalism controlled by big tech and biometric algorithms. That's what it's all about. And that's what we're here to expose. So we'll be talking about all of it and more. Of course, mask mandates, vaccine mandates are going on all over the place. We'll talk about that. And, of course, we'll get into some regret, some vaccine regret. No, not people who get coronavirus and say, gosh, I'd wish I'd gotten that ineffective, experimental, deadly inoculation. No, no, we've got enough of those stories planted in the mainstream media. We'll be talking about people that got the vaccine only to now be told they still have to wear a mask. They still have to stay home. They can still get coronavirus, and they may, in fact, be super spreaders. Yeah, folks, newsflash, you should have been watching InfoWars the entire time. We'll get into all of it and more, as well as your phone calls, of course. But first, I want to go to this clip. It's Tucker Carlson asking, why are so many people getting COVID if the vaccine works? Good question.
Now, if there's one message around COVID that has been consistent from the Biden administration day one, it's that. Get the vaccine. Don't ask questions. The Biden administration's lackeys in the media have pushed the same message from day one with increasing ferocity and humorlessness. What is going on here? Max Boot of the Washington Post, the dumbest columnist ever to work at that newspaper, just explained the, quote, progressive case for forced vaccinations. Quote, words I never thought I'd write. Saudi Arabia is being more progressive than America, says Boot. Saudis will need to show proof of vaccination to enter schools, shops, malls, restaurants, concerts, public transportation. Oh, that's progressive, forcing people to take medicine they don't want to take. By the way, the vaccination rate in Saudi Arabia is far lower than the vaccination rate in the United States, but they're more progressive somehow because they use more force. That's how distorted the left has become. But the bigger question is, if the vaccine works as well as they claim it does, why are so many vaccinated people getting COVID? It's not just happening to Democrats who flee Texas to stop the legislature from working. It's happening to a lot of people, probably people you know. Most of them are fine, not all of them, but they're still getting COVID. Piers Morgan tested positive for COVID after taking both doses of the AstraZeneca shot in the UK. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich also tested positive after getting vaccinated. A medical assistant from Minneapolis called Jumai Nachi had to have her legs amputated after receiving a second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. And in New Orleans, a 33-year-old fully vaccinated business owner called Angel Mosley just died of corona. Now, why did this happen? We don't know. We're not Rochelle Walensky. We're not going to make up stuff if we can't actually answer it. But it's becoming really clear the science is slightly more complicated. It doesn't mean the vaccine doesn't work or it's not worth taking. But don't lie to us. It doesn't always work. You know people who've gotten COVID after getting a double vax. Again, it doesn't mean it's not worth taking, but stop lying to us. If you want us to have confidence in your medicine, then tell us the full truth. But they won't. They've been telling us for 6 months that this vaccine is perfect. But clearly, in some cases, it doesn't always work. And that's not our theory, by the way. Take it from the guy who created COVID. Watch this.
Now that we have a Delta variant, that has changed the entire landscape. Because when you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a vaccinated person who gets a breakthrough infection with Delta, it is exactly the same as the level of virus in a unvaccinated person who's infected. That's the problem. So those
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today, and let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it and begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Thursday, July 29th, 2021. These stories from InfoWars.com. USA Today deletes NBC News reports showing COVID vaccinated spread virus. This will be a major theme of today's program. The fact that the vaccinated individuals in this country are in fact spreading the virus and catching COVID. USA Today tried to memory hole a shocking fact about the COVID injections inconvenient to the left's pandemic narrative reported by NBC News of all outlets. NBC News had reported that the CDC's COVID guidance reversal on masks on Monday, noting that vaccinated people may actually carry a higher viral load of the coronavirus than unvaccinated people. Quote, NBC News, citing unnamed officials aware of this decision, reported it after reported it comes after new data suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surge of cases driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus, USA Today reported in a passage that was later scrubbed from the article. Because, of course, this is the world that we live in now. Sure, it may be a pertinent, relevant, and important fact about the pandemic, right? The deadly pandemic that's killed a million people, and we have to do, you know, destroy our entire country and our lives to help fight. But if the fact is inconvenient to the narrative, then you don't need to know that. No, we'll push that under the rug. We'll delete that from the story and not even mention it. Truly incredible. And you would think if this was as serious as they thought it was, you'd want to know everything you could about it. But no, they're going to hide very important information from you because they want to make you get the vaccine. Because that's what it's all about. Because that's the point. And if anything convinces you not to get the vaccine, it's more important you don't hear that than it is that you do hear the truth. Meanwhile, Judicial Watch has revealed new documents showing that the CDC coordinated with Facebook and COVID with Facebook on COVID messaging and alleged misinformation. On Wednesday, Judicial Watch announced the CDC coordinated with Facebook on COVID messaging and to crack down on alleged misinformation. The CDC and Facebook targeted media outlets, mostly conservative, that posted any factual information that deferred from the CDC propaganda. They received nearly 2,500 pages of new documents from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which reveal that Facebook coordinated closely with the CDC to control the COVID narrative and misinformation, and that well over $3.5 million in free advertising was given to the CDC by social media companies. And look, let's be clear. If Facebook wants to team up with the CDC to put messages out, I don't really see that much of a problem with that, right? You have the government using the media outlets that are available to get messages out. There's nothing wrong with that because we can read that and we can know the source that it comes from and we can decide for ourselves whether to trust it or not. But that's not what's happening here, is it? What's happening here and what's explained in this article, a rather extensive article from Gateway Pundit, actually, that goes into detail about how this has been going on with all the big tech companies for the last year or so. They're not just putting information out. They're stopping counter information from getting out. They're not just saying, here's what we think, here's the announcement from the official source, take it for what it's worth. No, no, they're saying, if you contradict this official announcement, if you contradict our authorized source, then you will be removed from the platform. You will be silenced and you will be censored. So again, this is just right along with the theme that we're seeing of the Great Reset and what I like to call the Great Merger, the merger of government and big tech, whether it's pilfering your personal documents, whether it's looking at your security cameras, or whether it's looking at your health information, reading your personal messages between you and your friends, or determining what information you can post online. Big tech is serving simply as the attack dog of the government. And so it is officially government censorship here in the United States, just laundering it through big tech, first of all. European-style vaccine passport, quote, may be a path forward in the U.S., CDC director says. Walensky explained the decision further Wednesday, asserting that, quote, the science demonstrates, yes, God has ordained science, their science, right, our democracy, our science, demonstrates vaccinated people, quote, could potentially give the virus to somebody else, although an administration official reportedly told Stat News that health experts don't have studies actually proving that vaccinated people are passing on the virus. Quote, you know, I think some communities are issuing health passes, and that may very well be a path forward, Walensky declared. Quote, I do want to sort of comment that in some fully vaccinated venues, if they're masked and there are a few people that are transmitting there, overall it's so very critical to just get the huge amount of disease in some of those areas down. So in other words, this person should be fired immediately. I think if you don't understand the egregious violation of what makes us American when you advocate for issuing things like vaccine passes, you are not qualified to serve in the American government. A lot of places are doing this now, and we'll go through a list a little bit later, but everyone from the California university system to now they're floating it for all federal employees. But instead of mandating the vaccines at a federal level, once again, they're going to their corporate slaves to enforce this mandate for them on their behalf. National Police Association slams Pelosi's January 6th, quote, dog and pony show, calling for an investigation of the Floyd riots that resulted in 1,000 times more damage. I think that's probably an understatement, considering the damage to the United States Capitol is pretty much negligible. One or two broken windows, a stolen podium, I think that's just about it. Meanwhile, entire city blocks burned to ash, irreplaceable rare books in a bookstore burned to nothingness. I think 1,000 times. A little bit underestimating it, but there it is. You have the National Police Association calling this for what it is, a show trial and a dog and pony show. Complicit, that's the headline from Breitbart. Meet the 18 Republicans who sold out to radical Democrat, quote, infrastructure plan without reading the bill. That's right, the Senate or the infrastructure plan is moving forward despite the fact that it's not an infrastructure plan in the slightest. 18 Senate Republicans sold out to Senate Democrats, with 17 of them voting Wednesday night to advance the $1.2 trillion Democrat infrastructure bill, and another signaling that he would. The Senate voted to invoke cloture or advance H.R. 3684, the legislative vehicle for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. The vote featured Republican and Democrat support for the bill. They voted 67-32 to invoke cloture of the bill, the 17 Republicans in favor of invoking it. Now, when they say infrastructure, of course, what they mean is far left indoctrination, hiring programs, job programs, health care, preschool, you know, all of the stuff that they didn't campaign on because nobody would have voted for socialism. Right. If we wanted this, we would have voted for Bernie Sanders. I think if they actually thought that they could pass a bill that provided, you know, free community college and free internet and free preschool and all this sort of stuff. On their own basis and on their own merit, then they would have just passed that. But no, they need to claim that it's infrastructure. So if you oppose it, they can act like you don't want people to have nice roads or something. It's just a blatant and obvious, completely out there, little piece of political sleight of hand that everybody just seems totally fine with. And now the Republicans also going along with it. So well done, Republicans. Yet another nail in your own coffin. It's a skill, really. And I guess it makes sense that they're all vampires, likes of Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, two of those names on that list, as well as Susan Collins and the other regular suspects here, like Mitt Romney. I guess it makes sense. You need to be a vampire in order to reach out of your coffin and nail your own coffin together, it's truly a skill that's would be admirable if it wasn't so despicable. DOJ issues guidance cautioning states on so-called election audits. Department of Justice on Wednesday released guidance intending to caution states embarking on the so-called post-election audit of vote counts for the 2020 presidential election that they must not run afoul of federal voting laws. Okay. You can ignore this. This is a special public service announcement for all of those states who have a constitutional right and obligation to oversee their own election processes without oversight or influence from the federal government. The federal government has no say in this matter. They have no right to provide oversight or get involved whatsoever in your state-controlled election. So when they say this, it means they're scared, it means they're bluffing, and it means you can ignore it, and you should probably keep moving forward because there's something they don't want you to find out. We'll be right back to finish out this Daily Dispatch.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal on InfoWars.com. Remember, you can follow American Journal on Twitter at Voice Americana. That's the official show Twitter feed. And we have tweeted out the question of the day. Will we use Chinese Hanzi when we burn through the Greek alphabet naming COVID variants? By the time we get to Omega and we're out of COVID variants and yet the variants are still coming, will we move to the Chinese alphabet? That's the question that we're wondering, and we'll take your answers from that. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Harrison of Texas with underscores in between. And I basically monitor Twitter during the entire show to look for breaking news. And so if you have a comment, you can always comment on the American Journal post or whatever. It's a good way to communicate in case you can't call in if you're at work or something and you want to just ask us a question or make a comment. Twitter is a great place to do it. You can also follow us on Instagram at American Journal Memes. I think is – no, wait, hold on. That's not it. I think it's American Meme Journal. American Journal Memes. No, that's it. American Journal Memes. That's the Instagram. And no, I don't know the name of my Instagram, but I do know it has a heck of a lot of great memes, some spicy content on there, lots of ways to connect. And of course, you can always go to band.video, infowars.com, share those links around. We really do appreciate it. Now, back to the Daily Dispatch. Texas governor orders National Guard to arrest migrants. Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday ordered the National Guard to help local law enforcement with arresting migrants as the state continues to see an influx of people crossing the southern border, saying, quote, to respond to this disaster and secure the rule of law at our southern border, more manpower is needed. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. In fact, let's go to a video here, video from yesterday, like we see every day of the week, people on the border capturing this exact image in its various iterations. Here it is, Del Rio last night. We can go ahead and play it in the background. As you see, dozens and dozens of African migrants walking through, and there's the manpower right there. That's manpower we have on the ground. There he is leaning up against the open door that he's allowing everybody through. Gosh, if only we had four or five people there to lean against the fence as they welcomed migrants through. It's a lack of manpower is the problem, isn't it? Ridiculous, kind of, right? There's plenty of manpower. There is plenty of stopping force to prevent this from happening. So instead, what we'll do, and we can go ahead and bring that video down, but what we're going to do instead of stopping people, of just shutting that gate and not letting them in, is we're going to let them in, release them into the country without even so much as a court date, but we'll give them an envelope full of cash and, you know, whatever else they need to get their life started, and then we'll send police out after them. So we'll let them in. We'll give them a pass. We'll send them into the country with no court date, and then we will hire more police officers to chase them down once they're inside, because this is insane and we live in clown world. Nearly 190,000 attempted crossings in June alone, according to the Tribune. Obsession with defending criminals. HIV transmission decriminalized in Illinois. That's right, folks. Wear your mask, take the vaccine, but also feel free to give people HIV on purpose. That is the messaging from Illinois, as Illinois Democrat Governor Pritzker signed a law Tuesday decriminalizing HIV transmission. He also signed laws creating gender-neutral marriage certificates and expanding fertility insurance for LGBT couples and single parents. I wonder if there's fertility insurance for not LGBT couples and single parents, but it is interesting, isn't it, how these two things happen to coincide? But don't look into that, right? No. These are two totally different things. Gender-neutral marriage certificates and decriminalizing HIV transmission have nothing to do with each other. How dare you think otherwise? Unilever CEO pledges full commitment to Israel in groveling letter to ADL head Jonathan Greenblatt. The Unilever CEO, Alan Jope, the head of one of the biggest multinational corporations in the world. And folks, if you just look at the logo of Unilever, it's the U, and it's made up of all these little icons. And every one of those little icons itself is a massive corporation under the Unilever umbrella. You can really just call Unilever like the umbrella corporation. They control just about 90% of household bath products and a lot of food products as well. Huge, huge companies you would recognize are all under Unilever. They're one of the controlling mechanisms that, you know, wields control over just unimaginable amounts of this economy. They wrote a letter Tuesday to Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt begging for forgiveness over Ben and Jerry's independent decision to end sales in the occupied Palestinian territory and pledging his full commitment to Israel. We are so sorry, sir. We are so sorry one of our subsidiaries got out of hand. We will do everything we can to bring them back into the fold of unquestioning obedience to anything that Israel decides. It's kind of hilarious. They encourage the company to use its reported legal ability to override Ben and Jerry's decision, praising the numerous state authorities investigating whether decision violates anti-BDS laws. It's just like, but meanwhile, just like, go ahead and burn the American flag. If any of the Unilever companies want to burn an American flag, want to give billions of dollars to, you know, non-governmental organizations who express purpose is the destruction of the United States, if they want to do anything and everything that protests or speaks out against or, you know, actually actively helps to destroy the United States, they have our full support. Nothing will be done to prevent them. But if you dare refuse to sell your tasty ice cream in the occupied Palestinian territories, expect the hammer to come down, all right? Union advocates rally in New York to support striking Alabama coal miners. Coal miners and union advocates across the country rallied in New York on Wednesday morning in support of Alabama coal miners who are 4 months into a strike against their employer, Warrior Met Coal. And there's actually a video of this somewhere on the list. Here it is, clip number 3. And you can see the crowds out in front of BlackRock, New York City, dressed in camouflage T-shirts with the slogan, "We are everywhere." Members of the United Mine Workers Association gathered in downtown Manhattan in front of the headquarters of BlackRock, a hedge fund that is Warrior Met Coal's largest investor. Over 100 protesters chanted, "No contract, no coal," and "Warrior Met Coal ain't got no soul," as trucks and cars driving between the barricades enclosing the protesters honked in support. Over 1,100 workers from the mines in Brookwood, Alabama, have been on strike since April amid union contract negotiations with the country. With the company, it has become one of the largest labor demonstrations seen in the Deep South, a region that's typically hostile to labor disputes. Typically hostile to labor disputes, but when you have hedge funds from New York deciding that your industry as a whole doesn't correspond with its projection into the future of what it wants the world to be like, and then decides to destroy the livelihoods of thousands of people and destroy entire towns off of their ideological impetus. Yeah, there's going to be a dispute there. So good on them. Congratulations to them. I wish them luck. And I hope the people in the penthouses high above them in the BlackRock building, I hope they get the message. I really do. Chinese city offers cash handouts to incentivize more childbirths among demographic crisis. This might be new to you, China, the old demographic crisis phenomenon scenario. You got to learn from the West. You don't incentivize childbirths. You don't help to create more of your own people. You're supposed to bring in millions of Africans. Has China not gotten this message before? Like BlackRock's CEO told Canada they need 100 million Africans. Well, Canada's population is only 34 million, so, you know, correspond that to China. I think China's going to need about 4.5 billion Africans. That's the solution, China. Not births, not natural creation of life. No, no. Africans. Bring them in.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV, and they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Oh, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's a lot about our society these days that is messed up and backwards. And this is embodied in many different forms. I think one of them is the way that we have taken our admiration or our enjoyment of celebrities into a very, very strange location, into a world of treating them like they actually know things and they're actually people we should be listening to. They're not, okay? I'm going to read a little note here from SPQR. That, of course, is the Senate and People of Rome. Actors the lowest social class in ancient Rome. That's right. In ancient Rome, they were lower than hookers. Unlike the modern progressive world where one can become part of the high society and idolized by mindless plebs simply by the merit of being a famous actor, the ancient Romans had exactly the opposite stance. Actors in the Roman world were considered the lowest of the low, being on roughly the same social status as slaves. That the Romans had a low opinion of actors should come as no surprise, though, as actors, by definition, act in a society where honesty, merit, personal accomplishment, and pursuit of civic virtue were in high regard. It is thus understandable they were frowned upon. Isn't that illuminating? Doesn't it tell you that the opposite is true, too, that in a world that loves decadence and pointlessness and performative action, that's actually the thing that you're going to celebrate? But I still feel bad for them because they don't understand that they're stupid. They don't know that they are brainless puppets of forces that they don't understand. It's kind of sad, actually. And so they've done what they were told to do, like the slaves they are. They went out and got the vaccine, and now some of them are finding it's not all it was cracked up to be. So we'll begin with Bob Odenkirk. We'll move on to Michael Rappaport. And I hope to illuminate something that other people may not have noticed with these clips. So stay tuned. I'm not just going to show you these things that you've probably seen before without adding a little bit extra to it, maybe giving you a new angle on it. But first, here's Bob Odenkirk, who got the Pfizer vaccine in late March 2021 and then had a heart attack this week, unfortunately. Here it is.
Some familiar faces were among the hundreds of people getting their COVID vaccine today in Southwest Albuquerque. Actors Bob Odenkirk and Ray Seahorn got their first shot this afternoon at the National Hispanic Cultural Center near 4th and Bridge. They're currently in Albuquerque shooting the sixth and final season of Better Call Saul and wanted to help promote getting vaccinated.
Our number came up and Stephen led the way of connecting us up so we could do this together.
Yeah.
And here we are, happy to get our first vaccine, Pfizer.
Yep.
So far, it doesn't hurt at all.
No.
Doing good.
Maybe a little.
It'll probably be sore later.
Bob Odenkirk was rushed to the hospital on Tuesday after collapsing on the set of AMC's Better Call Saul. Sources confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that the incident occurred in Albuquerque, New Mexico, during filming for the sixth and final season of the Breaking Bad spinoff series. Crew members immediately surrounded the 58-year-old and called an ambulance. As of late Tuesday night, Odenkirk was still receiving medical care. The cause of his collapse is currently unknown.
The cause of his collapse is currently unknown. I have an idea. I have an idea, Hollywood Reporter. I have a supposition. I have an inkling as to what may have been the culprit. But no, we'll let the scientists and doctors put their heads together and try to figure out what it could have possibly been. Right? I feel bad for this guy. Again, it's like, you know, they'll write stories celebrating the fact that people who don't get vaccinated are dying. When I see people who are vaccinated suffer and possibly die from the effects of the vaccine, it doesn't make me happy. It makes me want to double down on trying to tell people and warn people about what's really going on. Some people maybe should have listened. And maybe now that they're understanding, sort of coming around to this, and we've seen it multiple times. So remember Trevor Noah a few months ago learned that he still had to wear a mask even though he'd already taken the vaccine. He was like, what are you making me do this for? And it's just like, well, you're dumb, so you fell for a trick. Stop doing that. Stop falling for the tricks of the liars. When they keep lying to you, stop listening to them, you fools. So here's Michael Rappaport, who he's one of these celebrities, like at least Better Call Saul guy was from Breaking Bad, like he's been in a lot of movies. He has a long career. I don't know what Michael Rappaport is famous for. I think he's just one of these people that's like on a show at some point in the 90s and then is just a celebrity from then on out. Now he has like a million Twitter followers and does a podcast and sounds like a shrieking eel, I think, comes to mind. But here's Michael Rappaport coming to a harsh realization that everything he believes is a lie.
Get your vaccine. We are dealing with a pandemic of the
unvaccinated.
It is a pandemic of
the unvaccinated.
Okay? You're listening to these dummies? You're not a scientist. Get your vaccine. We have a pandemic of the
unvaccinated.
5 minutes later.
I just watched
Tony Fauci and CNN and Fox tell me that people with the vaccine, vaccinated people, are now spreading the coronavirus. I went from being a hero because I'm vaccinated, and now you motherfuckers are calling me a super spreader?
I'm supposed to be a hero. I thought I was the hero, and now you're telling me...
Hilarious. This is very, very funny, right? But let's be clear. We talk about it all the time. The NPC meme could not be more real, and I don't know how they do it. I'm not sure exactly the psychological mechanism that is at work here, but they have these phrases that they come out with. That is, it's literally like a radio signal that goes out, and all the NPCs receive it on their little antenna and then start perpetuating it themselves. And you can understand and hear these statements and know immediately that it's one of those statements. And this statement was pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's like last week, that was the signal that went out. Pandemic of the unvaccinated. And as soon as I heard like Joe Biden say that, or whoever said it, was like, okay, there it is. There's the talking point. There's the thing that everybody's going to say as if they're geniuses and they actually understand this stuff. But did you notice something else about that video that we just saw? Did you notice what I did? Did you notice that Michael Rappaport seemed a little bit slower in that second video? Did you notice that he seemed to almost evince the symptoms of Alzheimer's in a way? And this is something that, you know, I don't think people are really talking about, because I don't think they want to admit that the vaccine has had negative side effects. But I want to talk about brain fog. So I think brain fog is a massive, underreported, and hugely damaging effect of the vaccine. It can be subtle, but we have no idea what the cumulative effects of millions and millions of people just not at the top of their game, right? Just not quite operating at full capacity. What is the effect of that, and what is it going to be? And tell me if you notice this like I do. Let's first go to clip number 20, because this was back in early April before Michael Rappaport got his vaccine. Let's just listen to him and look at him and watch his mannerisms as he talks about sports here in early April.
Yo, this situation with Durant has gotten out of hand. I feel bad about it. I feel bad about my involvement in the situation. I feel bad that it's gotten this far. You know, I met him one time. It was
all right,
cool.
So we can pull that down, because, you know, but he's talking about something where it's kind of a controversy. So he's going to, you know, he wants to focus and say the right thing. But he's sharp. He's clear eyed. He's making sense. He's not pausing too much. Now, when we get back on the other side, we're going to revisit that video after he got the vaccine. You're going to see. You're going to see as he stares off into space, as he loses concentration, as he can't quite find the right words to say. I think this is going on all across the country, and I'll show you some articles to back it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children. We are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Oh, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet prime minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's not the first time I've posted people's DMs. It's funny when people are saying anti-Semitic things about me, saying racist things about me, threatening me, and they're Joe Schmoes. Everybody loves it. But when it was Durant, you know, people got 400 opinions. I'm a rat. I'm a f- all that rat. You know, like I said, we met. He was cordial.
All right. There's foul mouth actor talking about sports ball. Unimportant what he's talking about. The point is that you saw him. He's animated. Again, he's talking about something that's very controversial that apparently a bunch of people were talking about, so he's not just flying off the cuff. You can hear him kind of think through his words, but you can still see that he's animated, focused. He's there. His eyes are bright. Now let's take a look, clip number 18, him after receiving the vaccination. Tell me if you notice the difference in his mental acuity.
I just watched Tony Fauci and CNN and Fox tell me that people with the vaccine, vaccinated people, are now spreading the coronavirus. A couple of days ago, I was a yes, I'm vaccinated. Yeah, you little sticker. Yay, I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, we can tell.
Be a hero. Be vaccinated. I went from being a hero because I'm vaccinated, and now you motherfuckers are calling me a super spreader? I ain't no super spreader. Figure this shit out.
He's like defensive about it. Like, he's clearly not a bright person in general, but Am I the only one that noticed this? Am I the only one that was really reminded of, like, when my grandfather was falling into dementia and he started sort of doing, like, that, just that style of talking where you're sort of at a loss for really simple words and kind of get distracted and, yeah, you know, it's weird. It's a noticeable effect, in my opinion, before the vaccine, after the vaccine. Good, maybe he just has a bad day. Maybe he hadn't had coffee yet. There could be different explanations. But to me, it seemed a little bit deeper than that. It seemed like his cognitive abilities had slowed down. And I'm not the only one to have noticed this. This is actually a pretty regular and common side effect. In fact, it's listed in all of these articles that say things like, what the vaccine side effects feel like according to those who've gotten it. Time Magazine has this article, why new COVID-19 vaccine side effects are totally expected and normal. Don't even worry about it. And they say that you can have you can experience brain fog that feels akin to a marijuana high. WRCB-TV has an article. Don't freak out if you get these side effects from COVID-19. They can actually be a good sign. It's a good thing that you're dumber now that you've gotten the vaccine. And they go on to talk about brain fog and how this is experienced by some people months after receiving the vaccine. And again, I think it's something that some people might not even notice. Your, you know, job isn't very difficult. You might not even notice that you have brain fog. That was, you know, what was mentioned in this article from Monroe News. Brain fog from vaccine needs to be addressed. He says, just a few weeks ago, I wrote about brain fog as a result of receiving my first shot of the vaccine. I offered a fastidious, I can't pronounce that word, glimpse into the side effects of that shot. Since then, I have received several responses from others who also noticed a lack of clarity. They convinced me to bump this up a notch or two in my mind. It appears for common everyday activity, most people don't notice much of an impact. On the other hand, people who have to make regular critical technical decisions on the job may find a lack of clarity an uncomfortable intrusion. I heard from a semi-truck driver who expressed the fact that he was temporarily unsure of his actions driving on the interstate. He said the lack of clarity lasted for about 10 days. I confess, writing this column, I found it challenging to arrange sentences into a coherent paragraph for over a week. Call me crazy, but this isn't a good thing. This is actually incredibly troubling. What is the cause of this? Why would somebody's brain start to fog out? And actually, if you look into it, you find out that this is actually a common symptom of COVID itself that can linger long after you've shed the disease. And they say, researchers who have studied this, scientists who have looked into it, say that it's because aspects of the COVID vaccine causes inflammation in the brain that is identical to Alzheimer's or dementia. Not something about the virus itself. Could it also be an effect of the vaccine? And if so, what is the severity of that effect? And is this something that's being reported? Because again, you got all these people out there who are like religiously dedicated to the coronavirus vaccine. You saw it with Michael Rappaport right there. He felt personally slighted. He felt devastated. He felt betrayed when he learned that he was not, in fact, immune from coronavirus. He could very well be a super spreader, and that was a personal insult to him. They take it personally. And so you can understand, I've had it in my own personal life. People that I know, even people in my family who like, they knew I didn't want them to get the vaccine, but then they went and got the vaccine, and then they basically tried to ignore their side effect. Like, they didn't tell anybody about their side effects because they didn't want me to know I was right, essentially, right? Like, they were hiding the fact that it was making them feel really bad, that it was giving them brain fog, that it was making their bones hurt. Like, they didn't want to talk about that because it would have shown that they probably shouldn't have gotten the vaccine in the first place. And I think a lot of people are going to be like that, and they're going to experience this brain fog and be able to say, it's probably something else. No, I just didn't get enough sleep last night. No, I shouldn't have smoked so much weed yesterday. You know, whatever it is, the brain stew that you experience. But this is millions of people experiencing this all over the entire country. Yeah, there you go. Vax brain. This is your brain on vax right here. This is your brain on the vaccine. You were smart, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed before you went in to get the vaccine. Now, I'm going to have a hard time putting words together, stringing sentences along. Very, very interesting, damaging. Who knows what the long-term effects will be for the rest of your life? Are you just going to be 10 IQ points lower? You're already 10 IQ points lower because you've been drinking fluoride your whole life. But maybe this is just another one of these things that it just makes everybody just a little bit dumber. Yeah, just a little bit dumber. No big problem there. No issue there. We're just following the science here, folks. So who knows? Brain fog. Vaccine brain. What are the effects vaccine brain are going to have on our nation moving forward and the whole world moving forward as the, you know, vaccines come in an ever-increasing rate? Very, very interesting. I'm very glad I haven't gotten it. Because, again, it's one of those things that you know, you're just like, oh, am I just operating slower today? Like, oh, maybe I'm just getting old, you know, whatever it is. Like, it's not something that tangible, right? You get a rash as a reaction. It's like, that's a reaction to the vaccine. It's here it is. I can see it and feel it. And that's my reaction. With the brain fog, it's nebulous. It's sort of out there. Breakthrough COVID infection after vaccination can lead to long-haul symptoms, Israel study shows. Yeah, maybe years from now. This is just your life now. You are just brain fogged up. Let me tell you, folks. I don't know what causes the brain fog from COVID. I don't know what causes the brain fog from vaccines. I know that watching somebody with it try to put words together reminds me an awful lot of my grandfather going through dementia. God rest his soul later in his life when he was struggling to, you know, make words come together. And it's incredibly worrying. And who knows if this will just be a matter of existence now. Every single hospital bed that exists will be occupied 15 years by an Alzheimer's patient. Well, look, there's an Alzheimer's patient himself, a dementia-ridden old coot, acknowledging that this very well may be true. Incredibly interesting. Of course, it's inflammation that causes dementia and Alzheimer's, and inflammation that's being caused by the coronavirus vaccine. So there you go. Maybe just another long-term side effect that will have untold consequences worldwide as everybody who takes the vaccine finds themselves just a little bit dumber, just a little bit slower. Who knows what effect that will have, folks. If you're tired of feeling dumb, if you're tired of feeling tired, if you're tired of feeling sick, might I suggest you go to InfoWarsStore.com again? I'm not a doctor, and I'm not suggesting that this will in any way cure you of your coronavirus vaccine side effects. Frankly, that's your own problem. You're going to have to deal with that. But I'll tell you, even just everyday living in this world with the lack of nutrition from our vitamins and fruits and vegetables to the lack of clean air, clean water, we're being poisoned on every side. And one of the things it affects most is your brain. And so what you need to do is have a holistic approach and know that you also have a brain in your gut. You might not know this, but you have a separate organ, it's a colony of bacteria in your gut that acts as a second brain. And it's very important to regulate that. And it has massive effects with your hormones, with your cognitive ability. And we have so many products at InfoWars that look at this exact issue. So what you need to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com, try the iodine. That's one that people say, you know, makes you feel like they just woke up from a good nap. I mean, there's some amazing stuff at InfoWars Store to help your brain run at full capacity.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves. Just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
FBI, fidelity, bravery, integrity. And there's the war map, pins tagged with the names of special agents and placed where the agents are.
Mr. Cholton, I think it's going to be necessary to enlarge the detail of agents of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Since its inception, the FBI has operated as a two-tiered agency, one a respected force of G-men hunting down dangerous outlaws and serial killers, and another we can call the Deep State FBI, an upper echelon of political thugs.
Did FDR ask the Bureau to investigate his wife?
Yes, he did. He had information, and I don't know from where, but he asked Hoover at that particular time to put a surveillance on Mrs. Roosevelt for the purpose of determining whether or not she was having secret rendezvous with a certain Army colonel and with a state trooper in New York. And we did that accordingly at the instructions of the president. Which brings up to mind, the FBI has been used or misused by many presidents. And
did you ever get any sense of what the president did with the information?
None whatsoever, and we could care less. Frankly, it was misusage of the FBI by a president. And I think here again that President Roosevelt misused the FBI more than any other president, although they have been used by most all presidents since the beginning or since the inception of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The Deep State FBI is now front and center in a developing plot to mislead the American people. Not about individual Americans like, for instance, MLK, JFK, or John Lennon, but the American people itself.
Several other well-documented cases that appeared in the press in which the FBI effectively orchestrated crimes for which Americans were ultimately arrested and imprisoned. That very thing just happened in the state of Michigan right before the last election. The much-publicized attempt to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer was not at all what it seemed to be. As we've now learned, according to an account in BuzzFeed News, the majority of the so-called plotters in that case were in fact reporting to the FBI.
The latest debacle, which barely received any media attention, involved the cover-up surrounding the death of Seth Rich. 5 years after Seth Rich's mysterious death and due to a FOIA request, the FBI quietly released 137 pages of heavily redacted documents detailing internal emails and memos of the FBI. 68 of those pages regarded their interest in investigation into Rich's death. These documents followed years of the FBI claiming that they had no involvement in the Seth Rich case, yet they used Seth Rich's murder as padding for their Russia conspiracy hoax that fell apart. The very first email is dated a month after Seth Rich's murder and involves the notorious adulterous FBI duo Strzok and Page. Evidently, Strzok, intending to impress Page, claims that for her situational awareness, he squashed the Seth Rich situation with an unknown redacted person or act. More emails reveal that the FBI came into possession of Rich's laptop. The page also indicates that authorities were not aware if the person deleted or changed anything on Rich's personal laptop. And as the Gateway Pundit reported, according to Public Incident Report CCN number 16113797 dated July 10, 2016, by the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, former DNC employee and leaker of emails to WikiLeaks, Seth Rich was alive when the police found him on that date. He died later that morning. That report also notes that Rich was conscious and breathing with gunshot wounds to his back when they found him. And that report also notes that at least three of the police at the scene wore body cameras that night, all of which have gone missing.
Information from the family's private investigator suggests there is tangible evidence on Seth Rich's laptop that confirms he was communicating with WikiLeaks prior to his death. Now, the question is, why has D.C. police, as the lead agency on the investigation for the past 10 months, insisted this was a botched robbery when till this day there is no evidence to suggest that?
John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. We'll open up the phone lines this hour to take your calls. I'll actually be hosting the War Room as well today to give Owen Schroyer a bit of a break since he's been doing double duty for quite a while now and has been handling it quite well, actually. I see a lot of comments on Twitter talking about how I don't know how good Owen has been the last week or so. People are saying, you know, you get transformed when you take the helm of the battleship of InfoWars and start hosting the Alex Jones Show. He's really stepped it up another notch, which is great to see. So I'll be hosting War Room later in today. So I'll be relying on you to help me get through this double duty I'll be doing. But let's continue to talk for a moment about coronavirus, mask mandates, vaccine mandates, and all that utter nonsense that we're experiencing around the world and around the country. Indeed, we have a couple pretty shocking headlines here. Nearly 19,000 dead, 1.8 million injured, 50% of those serious, reported in European Union's database of adverse drug reactions for the COVID-19 shots. You know VAERS. VAERS is the American version. Well, they have EUDRA Vigilance, European Database of Suspected Adverse Drug Reaction Reports. And they report 19,000 dead, 1.8 million injured, almost a million of those seriously injured from the COVID-19 shots. We also have this story from The Hill. Pfizer vaccine effectiveness drops to 84% after just 6 months, meaning that, yes, as we have been telling you, since long before the vaccine was even a glimmer in the devil's eye, that this would be the case, that they would have to have, it would necessitate because of the, you know, fact that it's an mRNA virus or an RNA virus that you're going to have booster shots. You're going to have new vaccines every couple of months. That's the nature of these fast mutating diseases. This has been obvious since the beginning. But with the rising rates of Delta, as you heard Dr. Fauci say, when you look at the pharynx of the person, what you find is that you get more on the Delta if they're vaccinated. It's very interesting. Yes, it's very interesting how your mandated vaccine doesn't work. Yes, very interesting indeed. But don't let science get in the way of a good social experiment. We have Nancy Pelosi announcing a mask mandate in the House of Representatives. Now, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy criticized this mask mandate, calling it ridiculous, calling it a, theater, which it is, obviously. And it's really interesting, you know, watching the Olympics, we were watching beach volleyball, and the judges are there, you know, watching the volleyball game. They aren't wearing masks. And then when it comes time to, you know, declare the winner, they both have to go stand in one spot. It's kind of ceremonial. And they both, like, are getting down from their chairs, and they put their masks on to go do the ceremony because they're going to be on camera. It's like, it is literally like a ceremonial sort of thing. You're not wearing masks the whole time. You're not going anywhere new where, like, okay, now I need to put the mask on. It's just like, oh, now I'm going to be on TV, so put my mask on before I go up and I do the hand signal that I'm supposed to do. It's ceremonial. It's performative. And we know that it's unscientific. But don't let science get in the way of a good psychological operation. So Nancy Pelosi is asked about Kevin McCarthy's criticisms of the House mandate, of the mask mandate in the House, while she's getting into a car. And you can see here, if you can bring up my screen, we don't need to hear from the old witch, but we can see that she is getting into this car totally maskless. It's just hilarious. She's like, he doesn't want to wear a mask. He's a moron. Here's my mask in my hand. It's like, oh, okay. Oh, okay. He's the moron, is he? So she calls Kevin McCarthy a moron for criticizing her mask mandate. She was asked about this later, and here's what she said when she was asked about calling GOP leader Kevin McCarthy a moron for criticizing the House mask mandate. Here's Speaker Pelosi.
Is Kevin McCarthy a moron, and if so, why?
I said earlier in my comments, science, 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 and science. On almost every subject that you can name, science is the answer, whether it's a climate crisis, whether it's a health crisis, whether it's our preeminence in the world in technology, science, 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 science. To say that wearing a mask is not based on science, I think, is not wise, and that was my comment.
Oh, no, your comment was, he's a moron. That was your comment. It was not saying masks not based on science is not wise, okay? Which, she's a congenital liar. We know that. Science, 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 science. You know what science can help with is sagging faces. It can really help with sagging faces. Nancy Pelosi knows all about that. It's just amazing how science is being used to justify all this. Let's take a look at the science, shall we? First of all, the mask guidance that was recently issued by Nancy Pelosi that she's calling Kevin McCarthy a moron for resisting was issued by the CDC and justified based on a vaccine study that failed peer review. Did not get through the scientific, rigorous oversight that typically is done. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cited an unpublished study from India to justify its recommendation Tuesday that fully vaccinated people wear a mask in public indoor settings in areas of high or substantial transmission. The study, which claimed the Delta variant produced an unusually large viral load in more than 100 vaccinated healthcare workers with breakthrough infections, was listed as having failed peer review in the journal Nature when the CDC cited it. Archives of the study's page on Research Square, a preprint server for unpublished research, shows that it was marked rejected on July 9th and remained so at least through the evening of July 26th. That version was still live early Wednesday morning, the day after the CDC cited the study in its July 27th updated science brief, according to a Twitter user who posted a screenshot. The rejected status and review notes were removed by mid-morning and replaced with posted, suggesting Nature had approved the paper without revisions, which drew controversy on Twitter. The notes were quickly restored and the status changed to revise, bearing the same date, July 9th, as the original reject status. So in other words, the science that this mask mandate was based off of was not peer-reviewed and actually failed peer review and was rejected by scientific journals until the CDC decided to cite it, in which case suddenly it was accepted. Yeah, it's very convenient. Science is the answer to everything, and science is whatever we say that it is. How very, very convenient that is. These people are the priests of a new religion. They are the prophets that are speaking directly to God, and that's why God just happens to agree with everything they think. Science, 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 science. Trust science. Always trust science. Oh, and by the way, the science is what we say it is. And if the science goes against what we say, we change that science. We override it. We remove the dissidents from that science. So let's take a look at the real mask science. This is an actual study, actually posted in an actual journal. It says this: use of face masks by blood donors during COVID-19 pandemic, impact on donor hemoglobin concentration, a bane or a boon. The conclusion goes like this. This study included 19,504 blood donors spanning over 1.5 years, shows that prolonged use of face masks by blood donors may lead to intermittent hypoxia and consequent increase in hemoglobin mass. Hypoxia is a blood condition that can cause serious problems and sometimes even death. And here, after a 1.5-year study featuring nearly 20,000 people, they have determined that face mask use over a prolonged period actually increases hypoxia use and can be extremely damaging for your health. That's science, Nancy Pelosi. Let's look at some other science. This from way back in October 2020, CDC admits 85% of COVID infected always or often wore masks. That's a bit of a scientific result for you. Masks not exactly helping. How about this? GatewayPundit.com. Holland's top scientist says there's no evidence face masks work and may actually cause more harm. Holland's top scientists have examined data and research about COVID-19 and declared there's no clear evidence that wearing face masks protects anyone. In fact, the scientists say wearing masks may actually hamper the fight against virus. Face masks in public places are not necessary based on all the current evidence, said Cohen Behrens, spokesperson for the National Institute of Public Health and the Environment. There is no benefit, and there may even be a negative impact. And finally, we go to a very recent story here from just earlier this month from The Telegraph. Cloth face masks are, quote, comfort blankets that do little to curb COVID spread, scientist warns. Science, science, science. Hey, Nancy Pelosi, science, 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 science. Take your science, take your mask, and go to hell. Because we know the science, we know the truth, we know what you're up to. Which?
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done, and just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research adenoviruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm going to go ahead and give out the phone number right now, 1-877-789-2539. Lines are now open. Oh, no. Have you experienced brain fog? Are people in your life experiencing brain fog from the vaccine? Do they have vaccine brain? And if so, what is that experience like? You know, a lot of people don't even know that they're in a fog because they've been in it for so long. You know, they've had their pineal gland thoroughly calcified. They've been on a steady diet of fluoride, microplastics, GMOs, and pesticides for their entire lives. And, well, frankly, the damage has been done. So they think that's how they're supposed to be. Kind of dumb. Kind of not able to put things together. Not all together there and with it. It's amazing what life is like without that fog. It's literally, fog is a great description, you know? You look around and, you know, if you're in a beautiful green field and you're surrounded by fog, you don't see the majesty of the field. You don't see the colors. You don't see anything. You know you're in a field. You generally have it, but it's not until that fog is swept away by a giant wind that suddenly you see the massive open vista in front of you. That's the experience that a lot of people get taking products like X2, taking products like Alpha Power, taking products like fish oil and krill oil together. Take them all at once, you're supercharging that effect, and you can clear out that brain fog that has been slowly but surely building in you over decades and decades of living in a world thoroughly saturated in brain-destroying chemicals. You've got to actively counteract those effects. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and try just one of our many supplements that helps not only, you know, regulate your gut health and, you know, gut bacteria. You know, there's stuff like, and I'm going to do a big report. I'm going to do a big deep dive on hormones in general, but specifically testosterone. Also the difference between testosterone and oxytocin. It's all very interesting. One of the effects they found of lower testosterone is you're less likely to go with your gut, they say. Higher testosterone, the more likely you are to just trust your instincts and go with your gut. I think that might be one of the reasons that testosterone has fallen so much and the people seem kind of lost and unsure of what to do. That all has to do with your gut bacteria. It has to do with heavy metals in the water and in the food. You know, they've done studies of water birds. Same thing. I mean, we all know that the frogs are gay. The frogs are turning gay. Search mercury birds homosexual, and you literally find headlines from like 2006 from like Nature and National Geographic that aren't, they don't even try to hide it. They're like, mercury in the water makes herons act gay. Like, that is the headline. Literally is like, poison in the water is turning the frogs gay. Like, that is the headline, but it's for birds. Because it has the effect, has the same effect all over the animal kingdom. Mercury poisoning makes birds act homosexual. Right there. Clear, plain language. It's just like, oh, are they crazy? Are they crazy conspiracy theorists? No, they just are scientists. They recognize the effect that these poisons have on our minds and our guts and the connection between. So anyway, just massive, cognitive changes can happen because of your diet, because of what you're taking in, because of your gut bacteria and your gut health, and all of that needs to be regulated, needs to be fortified because of the lack of nutrition in our modern food. Even if you're buying from the organic places, even if you're paying a lot of money for food, you're still probably not getting all the nutrition that you need. That's why our newest product is really amazing, the Greens Fiber Capsules. Total amino acid support supercharger. Give your gut a reboot and a new lease on life. Our modern diets are slowly killing us. We're eating highly processed food that's lacking in high-quality antioxidants, vitamins, enzymes, and organic fiber. You can make up all of that lacking nutrition by getting Greens Fiber and adding that to your diet and adding that to your daily intake of vitamins and minerals, and help just get back to the way we're supposed to be, back to normal, back to nature, back to how it would be if we were all living in the trees and eating the fruit that we found there. InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, you keep this program on the air, and that's as important as just about anything else, in my personal opinion. Now, we're going to go out to your phone calls in just a second. In fact, let's go out now because we have a BS assassin in New York who called in yesterday. He has a comment about Mike Rappaport, old Michael Rappaport. Thanks for calling in. BS assassin, you are on the air, sir.
First of all, get his name correct, Harrison. It's Retardaport, all right?
Okay.
Stay with me. Mike Retardaport. All
Mike
right?
Retardaport. It's French, I think.
All right. So, hey, Mike Retardaport, what do you think? You weren't on the menu? Thought the new regime could really need an edgy a-hole sports commentator? Hey, man, it's like Alex said, bro. If you go along with this, you're done. So we all got to get together. You know what I mean? There's no bowing down to tyranny. When you bow down to tyranny, they cut your head off. That's what they do. So we got to unite.
You think he's going to learn that lesson? I mean, time and time again, we have people with these massive side effects. They seem to be realizing what's happening. And then they're just like, oh, but you should still get your vaccine. And I still trust science. Like, do you think this is actually going to get through to him? Or do you think he'll be back to, I'm a hero, I got my vaccine tomorrow?
Well, he's such a delusional wacko that he thinks the cure for the poison he shot inside himself is just Anthony Fauci telling him everything's going to be okay. So, think about it. He's like, that's what he thinks his kill is going to be. Someone just tell me I'm going to be okay.
Tell me I'm a hero. Tell me I'm a hero again and I'll be okay. I love that. Do you really think the New World Order, they had a spot opening for the edgy a-hole podcast sports guy? Yeah. he's as expendable as they come, isn't he?
Oh, my God. It's like Anthony Fauci's got a big mallet behind his back, and he's like, you're going to be okay, buddy. Don't worry about any
Bonk. great stuff as always, BS Assassin. Thank you so much for that. We try to keep it light here in the morning. You know, try to keep it light and funny. Let's All right, thanks so much, sir. Let's go to Matt in Pennsylvania. He has a comment about how to stop this medical technocracy. I'm open for all suggestions, Matt. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. This is actually a pretty serious one.
Sure.
and if people take the time to look into it, not only would it stop the medical technocracy, but it would stop the DuPonts. It would stop the Unilever companies. If you really think about what I'm about to say, it has huge ramifications. So first off, we need to realize that most medicine is based off of what they call germ theory, and it is just that. It is just a theory. And that's based on the fact that they say that most diseases are caused by viruses or pathogens. In reality, they have never conclusively proven that pathogenic viruses and pathogenic bacteria, as in ones that exist solely to hurt people, exist. If you look, if you actually do some research, almost all the main diseases, rabies, smallpox, polio, mad cow, they can all be tied to things that are not viruses, not bacteria. And there's something I use called Cox or Koch's postulate to try to prove, you know.
All right, stay on the line, Matt. We're going to come back to this because I find this topic extremely interesting. Germ theory versus terrain theory versus any other theory that you have. We'll cover that on the other side. Stay on.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set fast. They fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. And 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well,
Welcome back to American Journal, folks. Having an interesting conversation here with Matt from Pennsylvania. Conversation that has resurged in the recent, the past year or so with coronavirus, as people are starting to question everything they thought they knew about science and disease and sickness and all that sort of stuff. And so a debate has started raging once again. That last raged in the, I think, late 1700s. Germ theory versus terrain theory. Germ theory versus terrain theory is basically the argument that germs are what we need to worry about and we need to keep finding ways to kill them off. Terrain theory argues that if the body is well and balanced, then germs that are a natural part of life and the environment will be dealt with by the body without causing sickness. And this was these two theories of sickness were championed by two prominent scientists, with terrain theory being championed by Antoine Bouchamp. And I can't remember, the other person is the guy who invented pasteurization. I think Pasteur, right? I think he was the other one. Yeah, Pasteur was the other one. Pasteur won out. They said, okay, germ theory is the way that we're going. And basically, it hasn't been questioned since then until, somewhat recently. And the reason I give credence to this, right, first it just has to pass muster in your own brain. It has to, pass the smell test, as they say. Why is it that you get sick from being cold? That to me is the question that germ theory doesn't answer. If your car breaks down and so you have to walk through the snow to get back home. By the time you get back home, you're going to be sniffly. Your socks are wet. You aren't feeling that good. Maybe you have a fever by the next day. You're sick. Well, did you catch something on the way home? Or, is you being sick causing the sickness? Or is you being sick, are you being cold and wet, just providing the germ the atmosphere that it needs to take hold? That to me, just when you think about it and go, why do we get sick when our socks are cold and wet? Does that produce cold germs? That doesn't make any sense, right? It's got to be something about our body that's causing this sickness to take hold. To me, that alone makes me go, okay, maybe there's something is, maybe there is something to this terrain theory. And of course, the idea that you have an immune system and you can be healthy and be around sick people and not catch it is obvious and true and pretty much not debatable. If you've ever been around a sick person and not gotten sick, then you can say, okay, there's something that prevented the germ from being attracted to me. But anyway, that's my sort of introduction to terrain theory versus germ theory that Matt from Pennsylvania was bringing up. Matt, you are on the air. The floor is yours to explain your theory on this.
Thanks. That was a great intro there. A good example is when these doctors, looking for a pathogenic bacteria. They look at a tissue that's diseased and they say, oh, look, this bacteria is here. It must have caused a disease. Well, that's like going to, a good analogy is going to a burning house and seeing firefighters and saying, oh, look, these firefighters at every burning house I go to, they must be lighting these fires.
Right.
So that's the analogy. And if you think about like bacteria, their number one purpose, in the whole world is breaking down dead tissues. So if you have diseased tissues, well, maybe they'll be there.
Right.
Help me break it down.
And to me, it's not necessarily mutually exclusive. Maybe I don't understand the two theories as deeply as some people who've really studied it really well. But, it's like people used to think that flies were produced by rotting meat. Because you'll notice, there can be no flies in your house ever. If you leave a piece of rotting fruit out on the counter, there will be flies on it within a few minutes. And it's like, where did they come from? I mean, obviously they were attracted here, but the doors and windows are all shut. So were they in the house already just waiting for this to happen? And so, people thought look, we put the rotted fruit out. Now there's flies everywhere. They must have come from the fruit, we know that's not right. Now, I still don't really understand where flies come from, where they reproduce or anything like that. But that might be a good way of thinking about it, that it's like, okay, the flies aren't produced by the rotting fruit, but they also wouldn't be there if the rotting fruit wasn't there, right? So if you're unhealthy in general and your body is an unhealthy terrain, then it will attract the germs in the same way that bugs are attracted to rotting fruit. So it's not that you're producing the germs, but you are attracting them and providing them a place to feed and grow and spread. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, this is also just a theory. But unfortunately, no scientists we'll look into this. and I can tie this all back to COVID and stuff. But, you know, if scientists did start looking into this, it would, and became mainstream, that really would throw a wrench into the works of, you know, big pharma and stuff. If people were like, wait a minute, maybe I'm not sick from a disease or bacteria. Maybe it's chemicals. Maybe it's toxins. And so, you know, it could really change the whole world. But real quick, to kind of lend credence to what I'm saying, just a few examples is, you know, polio can be directly linked to DDT. And the highest concentrations where they spread DDT is the highest places where polio was found. Mad cow, when they, you know, got that, there was a pesticide, basically, like an antiparasitic they were putting on these cows. And they would cover the cow from head down its neck, down its spine. And the pesticide was designed to attack the nervous system of the insects. Well, it attacked the nervous system of the cow because they soaked them in it. Smallpox, you know, can be tied to cleanliness of cities. Back when it first broke out, there were just a handful of cities that said, you know what, let's just try cleaning up our cities. Guess what? They were the ones that had the least cases, while everyone else giving out the vaccines, their cases spiked. And the guy who founded it, Pasteur, like you mentioned, you can look into this, but his notes were kept a secret. His private notes were kept a secret for decades. His family wouldn't release them. And a good example of some of his studies are with rabies, to prove it was transmissible. He took dogs, took one that was supposedly sick. He extracted spinal fluid from the dog, bored holes into the skulls of other dogs, and injected spinal fluid into their skulls and said, look, it can affect these other dogs. Well, if you're injecting spinal fluid in someone's brain, you know,
yeah, right. It's the rabies. Yeah, science was a wild thing back then.
Yeah.
It's a great point, and there's so much to think about. And some of it seems obvious, right? If you're healthy and upbeat, like, you're less likely to get sick. I mean, all of it sort of makes sense just on the surface, and then you read into a little deeper, and there may be something there. I know the experiment that sort of ended this debate was rotted chicken or something, and they had one piece of rotted chicken that was uncovered and one that was covered, and the one that was uncovered got mold and bacteria and all that sort of stuff, and the one that was covered did not. And so they said, see, if it was being generated from within the chicken, then they both would have it, but since the one that was covered didn't have the bacteria and the mold, that means it must have come from elsewhere. I think that was sort of the ultimate solution to this question. Thank you so much for the call, Matt. Very interesting topic to consider. And actually, we have Johnny from Denmark who wants to respond to Matt's call. So let's hear from Johnny in Denmark. Johnny, you're on the air.
Yeah, no, I think Matt's very much on, and I think it's very relevant to what's happening now with the COVID-19 fake pandemic.
Right.
Because, as I've been saying for a while now, that we have to call the SARS-CoV-2 pathogenesis in order. And I'd warned about this for a while, because if we don't, they're going to start talking about the variant. It's extremely important to realize that as I mentioned in an article I cited before several times on this show, that there's never been genomic sequencing end to end of SARS-CoV-2.
Hey, Johnny, I have a question. Have you seen sort of some of the latest revelations about the genome sequencing?
Absolutely. Actually, one of them was on last Friday, a very good interview of Dr. Andrew Kaufman, who is one of the leaders in this field, right here on InfoWars. And the video is available on band.video. Titled MIT Scientist Exposes COVID-19 Hoax in Bombshell Interview Must See. And on War Room, Owen Schroyer cited it to his credit, but he realized from that interview that Dr. Kaufman was saying that the variants are fake. But what Owen didn't get was the other main point of what Dr. Kaufman said, that the original index variant was fake.
Right.
Basically, the
We'll get back to that on the other side. Thanks so much for the call, Johnny. We got to go to commercial.
Answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened.
because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton, and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. We'll be taking your calls for the remainder of this hour and then getting into some more political stories in the third hour. But really been enjoying and appreciating the calls that we've been getting. And just ask yourself, folks, what other outlet can you, you know, first of all, be getting all your day's news, all the big top stories, looking into it, you know, dissecting it, giving you the real story behind the scene, and then have a caller call in about, you know, a defunct 17th century theory of health that then turns into two segments talking about it, which is important and good because this is what's necessary, not accepting any assumptions about our world, not taking anything at face value, going to the very root of issues and asking, do we know anything about this? And you know, what building blocks are all of our assumptions built on? And are those even correct in the first place? I mean, that's the type of discussion that needs to be had, even if nothing else other than opening people's eyes to the fact that germ theory is just a theory. You might not have known that. And terrain theory actually existed and has some merit and should be considered. I mean, even if we don't get to the bottom of things, just asking the questions and opening and expanding your mind to the fact that everything is not as it seems, I think that's an incredibly valuable conversation to be having, especially nowadays when the specter of science is invoked in order to justify all sorts of abuses and oversights, or overreaching, rather, I should say. I think it's incredibly fun to work at a place and to have a show where these types of discussions can go on. And we so appreciate you going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping this outlet and this media establishment continue to provide the type of coverage that you literally do not find anywhere else. We, again, implore you, encourage you, beg and beseech you, go to InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on the air so we can continue to question the very foundations of our modern world. InfoWarsStore.com. Back out to the phone calls now. Angus in Pittsburgh has a comment about division in the military. We'll be getting into this in the next hour as we talk about January 6th and the show trials going on and everything in that regard. Thanks for calling in, Angus. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, hey, what's up, man? Definitely there's a division in the military. I want to initiate a public draft. I want to initiate a public draft. I want General Michael Flynn to be the president in 2024, first of all.
Hmm. Not a bad
idea. I'd like for that to happen. I think one of the reasons that Donald Trump was so successful was because he touched on the pulse of the American public. He touched on a part of, the public psyche that, we all knew, the borders needed to be shut. We all knew those things, build the wall. We all knew that. And Trump was able to touch on that. But now Michael Flynn, retired general, Michael Thomas Flynn, needs to take the bull by the horns and go ahead and rise up and be our president. That's if we get that far. Because,
yeah.
With the spike proteins, who knows?
No, that's not a bad idea. And Trump, I've said it before. I said it earlier this week. Trump's main goal right now should be codifying his message into a platform that can be carried on by people other than him. Because, heck, even if he gets selected in 2024, which in and of itself, I don't know how effective that will be. He's getting up there in age, and the power and the influence that he has and the ability he has to draw crowds and get Americans together and all on the same page is incredibly effective and powerful. But if that goes away while he goes away, then what lasting effect will his legacy have? That should really be his top priority for the sake of the country, for the sake of the world, for the sake of humanity and freedom itself, but also just for sake of his own personal legacy. Will his personal legacy be a flash in the pan and when he goes away, it's gone? Or will he be the beginning of an ongoing revolution in America that can be, that torch can be picked up by people after him that understand, have a foundational, concept of what it means to love America, to be America first, to want America to be great again? He needs to, really, I think it's an intellectual battle to, like I said, codify and sort of solidify what he believes and why he believes it, so then we can carry that forward without him, quite frankly. That's what's necessary now. And without that, then, like I said, his legacy will be as short-lived as he himself, which would be quite a shame because he has the ability to change the future of humanity for thousands of years in the same way that Caesar or Augustus did. Really, Trump has that power. He has that draw. He has that ability right now, whether he uses it or not. Still yet to be decided. Thanks for the call, Angus. Let's go to Oklahoma. Is it BJ? Bye in Oklahoma. Thanks for calling in. Bye. You're on the air.
Yeah. First of all, may I make a plunge?
Please.
I love your shirt.
The shirt's at InfoWars Store?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got the one that says SK Mask. I wore that to my doctor's appointment yesterday.
Excellent.
Well, this doctor, remind you, is a very high doctor. He is a heart specialist.
Okay.
And when I went there, because I was having chest pains and my blood pressure got really low over the weekend, I got concerned. Come to find out, I was having a slight heart attack.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm all right. So he wanted me to get the COVID vaccine shots, and I told him, no, I refuse. I said, I've been doing my research, and they cause blood clots. He said only one of them causes blood clots, and that's the J&J, the Johnson & Johnson, and I knew better.
Right. Interesting. And so the your heart doctor, you went in, it turns out you were having a mild heart attack. I hope you're doing all right now. And he told you to get the vaccine, like, as if this had something to do with COVID? Like, why would he suggest getting the vaccine if you have a heart problem?
Because he said it would prevent me from getting it because it could kill me. And I was thinking, the shot could kill me if I have a heart problem?
Yeah. That's a very valid reason not to get the vaccine. That's just insane. I mean, I wish I was surprised. I'm not surprised. I mean, that's what you know grow to expect in this country. You go in for a heart problem, and they tell you, yeah, go ahead and take the vaccine for the flu that gives people heart problems. It's just as backwards as it is predictable. Thanks for the call. Bye. Let's go to Ryan in California. He wants to talk about the real psychological operation going on. Tantalizing, Ryan. What do you have for us? You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I just wanted to try and coin a new term for you guys.
Okay.
So, you know, PSYOP is P-S-Y.
Yeah.
But my PSYOP is similar, S-A-I. And it stands for Satanic Asymmetrical Inversion.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going S-C-I, like a science op, PSYOP.
No, you know, we got like AI. So
yeah.
When you add S to the front of it, it sounds like psi, right?
Yeah, yeah. Satanic, what was it? Satanic inversion? What was it?
Asymmetrical inversion.
Okay. What's this mean?
And asymmetrical, basically like every aspect of your life, right?
Mm.
So if we consider like the food and the water, like, man, some of that stuff, would you consider it food or water?
Right. It's like the stuff that's supposed to give you nutrition is robbing you of nutrition. The things that's supposed to inform you are lying to you and misinforming you and making you stupider. The things that are supposed to make you healthy are sending you to the hospital. The term satanic inversion can be applied to just about every story on my desk right now. It's because it's such a great term, and I like that you point this out. It's not just wrong. It is an inversion of the truth. It is the opposite of the truth. It's not just wrong. It is the opposite of the truth, which is, is worth making that point, right? So, I like that. PSYOP, satanic asymmetric inversion operation, or maybe science operation. But yeah, we are under a massive psychological operation. And it can be classed as a single psychological operation. It's composed of a great many sub-classifications of various forms of warfare, most prominently the use of fear to override logic. I mean, that's a physiological reality. We know that. And the people that are engaged in this know that. And after 150 years of psychiatric, study, the people in power have gotten extremely good at manipulating the masses through fear, through persuasion, through social pressure. It's, and there's Melinda Gates wearing the inverted cross. Another sign of the satanic inversion that is currently plaguing our nation. Third hour of American Journal begins in 1 minute. Stay with us. We'll take your calls and more.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic
septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
From Tunisia to Italy to Greece to Thailand and all parts beyond, humanity is pushing back against the botched overreach agenda targeting our fundamental individual rights threatened by the COVID hypocrisy. The police are standing down and joining protesters in some protests.
Merci! Merci!
While delivering the brutal totalitarian bidding in others. Meanwhile, the leaders of the crackdown on human freedom reveal their own incompetence and detachment.
לכן הקבינט קיבל היום החלטה שהחל מהשמונה באוגוסט, סרבן חיסון לא יוכל להיכנס לקולנוע, לתיאטרון, לבית הכנסת, ללונה פארק, למשחק כדורגל או לכל פעילות מעל 100 איש, בפנים או בחוץ, אלא אם הוא יביא בדיקת קורונה שלילית על חשבונו.
Meaning if you want to participate in X, Y, or activities, you got to show you're vaccinated. So it becomes a reward-punishment type system. You make your own calculation.
Back in the United States, the message from the Biden administration has driven those expressing their First Amendment to be beaten in the street by the zombies of Marxism.
So as a child survivor of the Nazi reign of terror, I learned indelible lessons about the nature of evil. I know the consequences of being stigmatized and demonized as a spreader of disease. We were required, as Germans know, to wear a yellow Star of David to identify us, to segregate Jews. Exclusionary laws barred the family from normal life, from attending ordinary activities. Our property was impounded. We were forbidden to participate in all educational, religious, cultural gatherings. Travel was forbidden for Jews, so there was no escape. These painful memories from my childhood sensitized me to the threat posed by current restrictive government dictates. Under the Nazi regime, moral norms were systematically obliterated. The medical profession and institutions were radically transformed. Academic science, the military, industry, and clinical medicine were tightly interwoven, as they are now.
Consider the question of what would be ideal from the perspective of the pharmaceutical industry at the moment.
It would be ideal if vaccines were recommended for all people, irrespective of their age, irrespective of whether they had already had COVID-19, and irrespective of whether or not they were pregnant. And it would be essential that there were no safe and effective alternatives to the vaccine, because if there were safe and effective alternatives, the emergency use authorizations that allow the administration of the vaccines would evaporate.
I've been through outbreak after outbreak. I've never seen anything like this, integration, harmonization, and enforcement. I mean, it is overtly authoritarian, and it's coming down from above, and it's coordinated, and it has developed, they've developed a bunch of different vehicles to reinforce this dominant narrative and make it so that no other information is available to people, so that people behave the way that the Health and Human Services and World Health Organization want them to behave. This is behavior control. It's really psyops is what's happening. It's applied psychological operations to control people and their behavior so that they will accept these products, which are still experimental, based on technology that has never been deployed at this level. And as the data are coming out, it's becoming more and more clear that these products are not completely safe.
Before you got sick, if you would have had a chance to get the vaccine and prevent this, would you have taken the vaccine?
Nope.
So you'd have gone through this?
I'd have gone through this, yes, sir. Don't shove it down my throat. That's what's local, state, federal administration is trying to do, is shove it down your throat.
What are they shoving, the science?
No, they're shoving the fact that that's their agenda.
John Bound reporting.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. I will be hosting the War Room later today, and I'm keeping some powder dry for that. I'll have 3 hours to fill this afternoon, so can't be spending all my ammo here, although I will always save the best for my show. Of course I will. But there's a few stories that I saw break this morning that I need to do a bit more research on. And folks, if you want to know how to discover valuable information, it's not really that hard. There's a reason we're called a conspiracy theorist. A conspiracy is people working together in secret to bring about an undisclosed goal of theirs through dishonest tactics. So what that involves is people. So we need to find out who these people are. So if you want to do research that can actually expose real conspiracies going on, the internet makes it absurdly easy. Okay? So people have done this. They've gone in and they've looked at a few things. And they've discovered a few people that seem to hold very prominent positions in a few very powerful organizations. Yes, I'm being purposefully vague because, again, I'm going to do research in between this show and War Room and really flush it out and make sure I've got all my ducks in a row. But let's just say vaguely that a board member of Pfizer happens to also be the CEO of the company that provided the one and only sequencing of coronavirus that has been used since to create every vaccine. And this is there's a few other people on the board as well. So if you want to do research, just go find a big company that you know is up to no good. Go look at who their board members are and type that board member's name into Google or DuckDuckGo and start digging around. See what else they're a part of. See what other boards they're on. See what other, you know, their, you know, organizations they're involved with. And you'll start finding connections and you'll start, you'll literally start building a Charlie wall, right? You'll start having pictures of people with lines in between. Okay, this guy was CEO of this and he's on the board of this, but they're working together on this over here and this is happening over here. It can get a little unwieldy, I admit, but every once in a while you will find little connections that suddenly illuminate the whole puzzle, right? That's what we're doing here is building the constellation of conspiracy. We have all the little data points up in the sky. We can tell they're vaguely a shape, but it's until you connect those lines do you illuminate the full picture and realize what it is you're looking at and how all of these data points fit together. So there are some anonymous people on the internet doing very deep dive research into some of the people involved in the vaccine. And I'd like to double check their work, but I'll be covering that on the War Room later today. I'll also save this story. New York Times asked, what if there wasn't a coup plot, General Milley? Which is the exact question I asked here on American Journal. If there wasn't a coup plot, like General Milley assumes there was, then wasn't General Milley the one engaged in a coup? If his actions were contradictory to his superior officers, one of which is the executive of the United States, President Trump at the time, then wasn't he the one disobeying orders? And of course, he justified it by saying, yeah, but there was a coup happening, so I had to do things outside of, you know, my typical obligations. But it's because there was a coup happening. But what if there wasn't a coup? Well, that would mean you're the one engaged in treasonous activities and sedition. Very interesting. So we'll dig into that today as well. And we're going to talk a little bit more about coronavirus this hour as we see a rash of memory holding. We see a very concerted effort to remove some very important information from authoritative sources. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I want to go back out to your phone calls for now. Let's go to Thomas in Georgia, who has a Bible verse for us about weather manipulation. Interesting stuff. Thanks for calling in, Thomas. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing today, man? It's great to talk to you.
Pretty good, thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. So first I wanted to plug one of your guys. Well, actually, you guys have hundreds of great products, but those filtered shower heads are on point. We moved into a spot with a with well water, and my fiance has not been happier than with the water use since we got those filtered shower heads. So great recommendation, great product. I highly recommend that to my InfoWarriors.
Yeah, I second that. And, you know, it makes sense, right? Take a hot shower. All of that steam is all the stuff that's in the water, the fluoride, the chemicals, the chlorine, the whatever. And even if you're out in a well and, you know, you don't have municipal governments actually putting in the chemical runoff of fluoride into your water, fluoride does occur naturally. And a lot of these chemicals occur naturally and can still be very bad for you. And you might think, well, it's just hitting my skin. But no, it's, you know, becoming a mist and then you're breathing it in, which means you're absorbing it at an even higher rate than if you're just drinking it. So one of the most important products on the site right now, the shower filter. Thanks for that plug, Thomas.
Absolutely. Totally agree. But yeah, one, a couple things I wanted to bring up there, just a couple pointers to throw out to people and get that out on the airwaves that I think people should really be considering right now. One thing, especially with the onslaught of indoctrination within our public schooling system, I think a great way to combat that from the Patriot standpoint is to, for parents, and I can't claim this isn't my idea. This is one I got from a fellow friend who is actually doing this. They have, and I don't have grade school children, but if I did, I would be on this plan right away. They have gathered with, I think it's four or five other families that they used to have within their public schooling system that they had children that they went to school together. They've all teamed up and are privately paying two teachers that they pulled out of that school system to educate their children, under a curriculum that they approve of privately. So not only are the teachers now making twice the amount of money they were in the public school system, but the teachers also have much more free time. And the most important thing is the children are actually being educated properly.
For a price that's significantly lower than sending your child to private school, in which case they're still going to be just one of 30. You still don't have total, oversight over what they're being taught. I think this is a great idea. We've talked about it a few times on this show, and I've tweeted about it as well. My family's planning on doing exactly the same thing. Of course, our baby's still young. It'll be a couple years, but myself and my sister and her children our plan is to open up a little school with, my mom, who's a retired public school teacher, as the headmistress, and do it that way, because that's the way to do it. It's sort of a mix between homeschool and private school, where you're not alone, just with the mom teaching the kids. You actually have a teacher who comes in and can teach, 5 to 10 kids, but they get that personal, education, and it can be what you approve of. It's a fantastic idea, and I think we're seeing a lot more of that. I can't remember the exact percentage, but I think homeschool registration is up like 75% this year or something. I mean, some insane number. There are way more kids doing homeschooling from now on than there were last year, which is a silver lining to the COVID cloud. But I couldn't agree with you more, Thomas. I think that's a fantastic idea. I'm going to try to get one more call in before we get to break. Is it Shredder in Iowa? Sheeter? What is it? Sheeter from Iowa. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I got a whole bunch of things I'd like to talk with you about.
We got 1 minute before we get to break.
Okay, well, I'm going to require more than a minute. But anyway, we'll start out with that you got to realize that anybody that's in the system, if you can afford a TV commercial, a radio commercial, any of that, they're part of the system and they're going to do what the system says. We got to start supporting local candidates that we have heard of, okay?
Right.
I'm from Southwest Iowa. Joni Ernst, I never heard of her. I've lived there my whole life. They say she's from Red Oak, Iowa. I've never met her. I've never seen her. You can't find her name in a phone book 10 years ago. It's as simple as we have got to get back on the right side of things and fully on the right side of things. You can't sit there and be brainwashed by Donald Trump. I mean, the man, he's got so many skeletons in his closet. I don't care if you want to talk about from corrupt business dealings on
I agree with you. I think you're exactly right. And look, all you have to do is go, what do the globalists hate? They hate decentralized and locals. That's what we love.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on. And that its criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually kill more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
...97% of hospitalizations are with people who are unvaccinated. That remains the case.
So this 97% number, so the CDC said that that is from January to April. So that's a bit of an outdated number when you look at how many people have been vaccinated since then and the Delta variant. So why isn't there any more updated information coming from the CDC about like what the risk is now to people who are vaccinated?
I can certainly see what their cycles of data is. We rely on data across the country. We don't rely on individual anecdotal cases that are reported because sometimes they scare the public without being based on broad swaths of information.
That was absolutely great. Is this her? That is her name, Rachel Maria. I wasn't sure who this was. If you're a radio listener, all you heard was Jen Psaki talking to a journalist there in the White House meeting room. If you're a television viewer, if you're watching on band.video or infowars.com, you saw that actress portraying what was really going on in Jen Psaki's head. And it is hilarious, isn't it? She's just like, 97%, and that is still the case. And just like, those stats are from literally months and months ago. Why are you using them still? Well, because she's a professional liar is the answer to that question. Let's talk about some of the lies of coronavirus. Let's talk about some of the stuff that we've learned just in the last few days. This from July 28th, 2020. Pfizer vaccine effectiveness drops to 84% after 6 months. This from The Hill. They're revealing this. You know, as we see a massive increase in the number of vaccine mandates, everywhere from the federal government to the governor of mayor of New York City saying the time for voluntary is over, we will force it now, to the University of California system, demanding their students all be vaccinated, even like the carpentry training league of Iowa is now mandating that their trainees all be vaccinated. It's being implemented. Google, Facebook also just announced that all of their employees would be mandated to be vaccinated. So it's happening on various levels nationwide, but this is one big push carried out by various corporations and organizations all to mandate vaccines at everything except for the federal level or except for the state level. They'll do it through their state organs of big tech and big corporations. Meanwhile, they're also reigniting the mask mandate, this despite the fact that the vaccination program has been going super well, and now they're announcing, well, it doesn't quite treat the Delta variant all that well, and it turns out the effectiveness of the vaccine drops precipitously after 6 months. So this is just one of the things that we're learning in coordination with the mandating of the vaccines. We're also seeing this. California counties see COVID cases rising in only the most heavily vaccinated counties. California and its big coastal cities have embraced vaccines in their effort to beat back the coronavirus pandemic, but a Bay Area News Group analysis shows that not only are cases rising fast, they're rising in areas where they were more fully vaccinated people. Some of these countries have among the highest vaccination rates and the highest new cases rates. Notice that the five counties have both a higher percentage of their eligible residents fully vaccinated and a higher average daily case rate than the statewide average. They include L.A., San Diego, Alameda, Contra Costa, and San Francisco. The five counties with falling rates are Modoc, Glynn, Lassen, Del Norte, San Benito, and they coincidentally have below average vaccination rates. Interesting information, perhaps not what the CDC wants us to know. Here we see from Alex Berenson, who is a great resource for COVID information. Natural immunity for the win again, staggering data from India. A national survey shows 68% of Indians have SARS-CoV-2 antibodies compared to 25% in January and 1% last spring. That's why cases and deaths have plunged so fast since May, even though few Indians are vaccinated. So very, very low vaccination rates in India, and yet cases are dropping because of the natural immunity. That is, happens to people when you don't vaccinate them, don't mask them, don't have them social distance and lockdown, just like Sweden is now experiencing the lowest rate in Europe, going, I think, an entire week now without a single COVID death in the one place that never locked down, never masked, never did any of that nonsense. Their economy is still chugging along nicely, and their rates are lower than anybody else in the European Union. Interesting there. Added bonus from Alex Berenson. India can run multiple national randomized antibody surveys, but the U.S. can't manage even one. It's almost like the CDC doesn't want us to know the real infection and recovery rates, linking this source of 2 out of 3 Indians have COVID-19 antibodies, despite the fact that, again, I think only something like 13% of their population has actually been vaccinated. Now, places that have been vaccinated widely and are pushing the vaccine are finding that information about the vaccine, its effects and effectiveness, a little bit inconvenient. And so they're silencing them. So here is a list of stories about just in the last day or so, the various ways that the powers that be are limiting your ability to understand what's really going on. Israel's COVID-19 data dashboard provided by Health Ministry apparently no longer shows breakdown of hospitalizations and deaths by vaccine status. So they used to show, here's number of vaccinated people, here's number of non-vaccinated people, here's number of deaths in this category and deaths in this category. And they're not worried with that anymore. They're not bothered doing that anymore. This is despicable. This is your health they are messing with. This is your health that they are hiding information from you about. This is utterly unacceptable, and Israel, of course, is not the only one doing this, but again, Alex Berenson on Twitter does show exactly how this is working. He says the Israeli Ministry of Health has figured out a great new way of dealing with declining vaccine efficacy, and that is by not breaking down the daily hospitalization by vaccine status, no breakdown of daily hospitalization severe cases by vaccine status, no breakdown of daily deaths by vaccine status. So, very interesting. You just don't report that science. Trust science, unless it goes against us, in which case, bury it, memory hole it, pretend it doesn't exist. Then we have this. USA Today deletes NBC News report showing COVID-vaccinated spread virus. They've deleted a segment of their reporting that said, after new data was revealed, it suggests vaccinated individuals could have higher levels of virus and infect others amid the surge of cases driven by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Well, that was true, but it still got deleted from the article. It still got removed. They still are burying this information because, again, it has nothing to do with your health. It has nothing to do with truth-telling. It has to do with narrative pushing. And then you have this, Judicial Watch. New documents reveal CDC coordinated with Facebook on COVID messaging and alleged misinformation. So some of the true information that was posted on Facebook, if it contradicted the all-powerful CDC, arbiters of science, God kings of our new religion, deemed it unworthy of consideration, then it was removed courtesy of big tech. But here's the biggest one. OpenVAERS website is currently offline after number of COVID vaccine deaths reaches 11,405 as listed on the website. OpenVAERS website is a releases the most recent weekly numbers on Saturday, but it's currently down and has been down for hours. It's a privately run site that data mines the official CDC VAERS site, but it's more difficult to read the CDC VAERS site. And so they have this private one, and here you can see the massive spike in deaths reported to VAERS, now reaching 11,405. But that information is no longer available online as the website is down. If they don't like the information, they will hide it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can.
The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. A couple announcements before we go out to your phone call. First of all, we are yet again a victim of censorship as our text alert system has booted us, apparently. Now, I've got a number here, and there's a different number that I just saw up there. Do we know which one is the right one? Because, that's the new one. Okay. That's different than the one I have here. We're going to find out. We're going to figure out which the right one is, because they kicked us off. They kicked us off of our news alerts. So if you have not received a show alert from us in a while, that's the reason. And we'll give you the new number just momentarily. We want to make sure we give you the right one, but we'll give you that in just a second. But meanwhile, it is possible now. Apparently, I hear, rumor is, you can now add an InfoWars app to your Roku. Freeworldnews.tv, add us to your Roku. You can go to ifw.io/Roku and add the band.video channel to your Roku. And you can enjoy us on your TV in your living room with that device. Very good stuff. Of course, another announcement is one you've heard. It's that we now have the Organic Greens Fiber Caps now available at InfoWarsStore.com at a special introductory price that supports this program and everything that we do here on InfoWars. And then finally, I want to rebroadcast this message in case you haven't heard it. It is from our friend Roger Stone. He says, help a hero out, StoneFamilyFund.com. Roger Stone on his wife's epic struggle with cancer and how God can save his family again. He says, quote, fighting the Mueller witch hunt cost me my life savings, my home, my car, my ability to make a living, and most of my insurance. As long as I had the love and support of my wife of 30 years, I still had everything. Now my wife, Nadia, is fighting an epic battle with stage 4 cancer. I can't imagine life. I cannot imagine life without her. Some most effective alternative cancer treatments not covered by what little insurance we have left are expensive. We cannot do it alone. That's why I appeal to you again for your prayers and your support at StoneFamilyFund.com. God bless you, Roger Stone. So a true hero, a true maverick, somebody who has put his life on the line for this republic and been really just abused by the country that he loves. And so it's just heartbreaking to hear what's happening now with his wife. We, obviously offer our prayers for her, and I do encourage people to go to StoneFamilyFund.com and help him out. And, really heartbreaking stuff. But anyway, we'll get you that number for the American Journal live show updates momentarily. But in the meantime, let's go out to the phone calls. Let's go to Ian in Utah, who says that his sister might have been a victim of vaccine shedding, it sounds like. Thanks for calling in. Ian, you were on the air.
So a couple of weeks ago, my sister and a couple of her friends, they all got COVID, and her friends were all vaccinated, and they all got really, really sick. But then my sister pretty much just had regular cold symptoms like sniffles and just run down, low energy. So that's pretty interesting that the vaccinated are getting sicker than the unvaxxed, but somehow the news just loves to turn that around.
That is very interesting. So, and it wasn't like some did, some didn't. It was like your sister was the only one that wasn't vaccinated and was the only one that didn't have the severe session of COVID.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Wow. Very interesting. I honestly don't know why that would be, but I guess that is what we're hearing. I mean, that, I guess, is what was removed from that USA Today article from, quoting NBC News, where they say that people who are vaccinated actually show more of the virus and actually can spread it more easily. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a vaccine. It's a vaccine. What happens when you take the vaccine? You can still get the sickness, and it actually makes it worse. It's like, that's not a vaccine. That's poison. Thanks so much for the call, Ian. Hopefully your sister's all right, and hopefully she is, you know, reinforced in her position not to get the vaccine. I think that's the right choice after all. Let's go now to Brandon in Michigan, who had a recent trip to the ER. And tell us about what happened there, Brandon. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. First-time caller. It's a pleasure talking to you. First, I just wanted to plug some of your products. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I love that stuff. X2 as well.
X2 available right now, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for that.
So, yeah, I went to the ER, had intense abdominal pain. Basically felt like my appendix was about to burst.
Oh, gosh.
They're checking me in, giving me some tests. The nurse says, you know, I'm going to have to give you a COVID test. I knew it had nothing to do with COVID. So a little bit of time passes. They give me some medication, and, you know, basically I'm feeling fine. I see the doctor in the hallway, and he is says, well, since you denied the COVID test, I'm going to have to go ahead and assume you have COVID and, you know, release you on how to take care of that at home. So, yeah, now I basically have to miss 2 weeks of work and feel 100% fine.
What? So you went for abdominal pain. You're thinking you have a problem with your appendix. They asked you to take a COVID test. You say no. And so they say that means you have COVID and now we're going to treat you as if you have COVID.
Yes, I mean, a couple hours went by, the medicine kicked in from us, and I felt fine. I was walking around the hallway looking for a bathroom. I see the doctor, and he comes up to me and says, I need you to put that mask up. Unfortunately, since you denied the COVID test, I'm going to have to go ahead and release you as if you have COVID and give you instructions on how to take care of that at home. So I'm looking at my paperwork right here. It says, reason for visit, abdominal pain. Final diagnosis, COVID-19. So I think, you know, it's just, I just kind of wanted to, you know, I rarely do go to the ER, but it was really serious, the abdominal pain. And I don't think I'll be going back after that experience.
Gosh. No, that is just, it's just so, and this is happening in hospitals all over the country and all around the world.
It just makes me wonder, you know, like, is this how they're boosting the numbers up? I know I've heard stories on InfoWars, you know, about this happening, but it's just a lot different when it happens to you.
Right. I can only imagine. Well, you know, hopefully your abdominal problem is okay, and that's not being hampered by, you know, this really malpractice that they're engaged in my opinion. You know, hopefully, you know, that's not being affected. Hopefully you can still take care of that. And, hey. Enjoy the 2 weeks off, man. That sounds great. Yeah. Oh, I have COVID.
Yeah, definitely.
You hit the amusement park, man. That sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I will take a little vacation.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself, man. All right. Good talking to you, man. Thanks so much for calling in. Yeah.
Thanks.
A little silver lining on that storm cloud, but no, it is incredibly strange the way doctors and hospitals are engaged in this fraud. Let's go now to Mark in Texas, VA donating blood. Thanks for calling in. Mark, you are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you?
Good. Thanks, sir.
Good. Hey, I just want to thank you for taking my call. United States Army veteran, those of us that have been there know that vaccines are just part of the deal. We've all had them.
Right.
One of the things, especially those of us who go overseas, we know there's dangers and risks to this kind of thing, but what I wanted to let you know was I used to give blood on a regular basis, and somehow in about 2002, 2003, they told me they didn't need my blood anymore, that I was at risk of having mad cow disease or whatever that KJD is, and so I tried to get some answers from the VA. They didn't give me any answers, really, what the problem was. Now, I received a vaccine in the Army, and I got sick as hell. I was in the hospital for about 3.5 days, 105-degree temperature.
Well, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks, final segment of American Journal. I will return for the War Room tonight, 3 to 6 p.m. I'll be hosting there, and I've saved some very good videos and all sorts of stuff. I hadn't heard this song before. I just gave last week, I gave a whole bunch of new songs for the intro. This is my theme song, man. These lyrics are like the narration of my daily life. Song by Dr. Dog. There are eggshells on the floor, therefore I never touch the ground. All right, few more announcements here. We have confirmed the correct number. If you have previously signed up for the live show alerts from American Journal, unfortunately, you're going to have to sign up again. The company that previously served our text alert system has kicked us off. They booted us off. They have decided in their infinite wisdom that we are hateful bigots full of lies, and they're not going to be party to our misinformation that we're spreading. Of course, I'm just covering mainstream media, debunking the absurd narrative that's constantly being shoved down our throat. But no, we can't do that. That's bad. I wonder who else these people are. No, but no, I'm not going to attack these people. Look, they kick us off. Good riddance. Good riddance to you. We don't need you. No, we've got another company to help us out with this. And so if you have ever signed up for text alerts, I implore you to sign up again, since the old service will no longer be sending you texts. You text Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-637-1776. That's 833-637-1776. And you type Wake Up USA to that number, and you get the live show alerts for the American Journal. I implore you to do that. If you haven't done it before, do it now. If you did do it before, you got to do this again, because you won't be receiving those text alerts from the old number anymore. So that's Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-637-1776. Let's go back out to Mark in Texas, who is a veteran. And Mark, you said that I was having trouble. I'm not sure if I got your story right. You were obviously, as part of being in the Army, you were injected with all sorts of vaccines, some of which are experimental. One of those, I guess, was a mad cow variant that you were vaccinated against. And they were saying that because of that, you were no longer welcome to donate blood. You used to donate blood quite a bit, but that now they're saying that you're not welcome to do that anymore because of the vaccine that you got. Is that right, Mark?
That's correct. Okay. You're close. Now, there's over 4 million of us veterans that were put on this non-donor list back in, it was about 2002, 2003. That's when they notified me not to give any kind of blood or any donations. I couldn't figure out what the deal was. Deductive reasoning had me really narrowing it down to the vaccine. I know they had problems with my brothers that served in Gulf War too with those vaccines as well.
Sure.
So I'm questioning the whole thing. Now here's the kicker: why in the middle of a pandemic would they go ahead and take all 4 million veterans and put them back on the donor list? We're good to go now.
So they put you back on the donor list. So in 2002 you were told you were not welcome to donate blood anymore, but then in 2019. Just before the pandemic, I guess.
No, 2020.
Oh, in 2020,
in,
okay.
In the middle of the pandemic.
You were told.
The FDA announces, no, you're all good to go. Come on.
Okay. Okay, yeah, kind of interesting. And they didn't actually tell you why you weren't welcome on the donor list? Like, they didn't say it was because of this particular vaccine?
They said the VA wouldn't give me any answers, and I asked and asked and asked for 18 years, and they never could give me a good reason. The research that I did said that something to do with mad cow disease. Maybe we were maybe we ate some bad meat over in Europe. That's who it was. It was all of us that served in Europe.
Right.
And it poses more questions. I'm sorry I don't have any answers, but if somebody has more information on this and why and why they would actually do that in the middle of a pandemic is beyond me.
Yeah.
But nothing makes sense anymore.
No, that's great. You know, our callers don't, you know, a lot of callers do have a lot of really interesting answers. A lot of them just have questions that I don't even have the answer to, but we can look into it. And it's definitely something to know. And the crew actually found an article already right there. Guys, if you could bring that back up, read that. It says, many veterans who served in Europe can now give blood. FDA lifts ban based on overseas service. So they've lifted the ban. I'm not sure if this article enumerates exactly why that is, but we'll look into it. But yeah, I mean, just that alone, you know, it's like anything with these vaccines. It's like, yeah, we're going to give you this vaccine, perfectly fine, perfectly healthy. You just can't donate blood afterwards. It's like, then I don't want it. Thank you very much. I don't need my blood tainted with your poison. Incredible stuff. Thank you so much for the call, Mark. I do appreciate it. And, I don't know. We'll do a little bit of research into that. do vaccines contain aborted fetal tissue? The answer is yes, I believe. But maybe that's why. I don't know. Interesting stuff. Thanks for the call, Mark. I do appreciate it. Let's go quickly to Kev in Maryland. Wants to talk about Michael Rapaport. Thanks for calling in, Kev. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for taking the call. Good morning to you.
Sure. And good morning.
Hey, first off, I just wanted to say, man, that your laugh is like this perfect, sarcastic, sinister, kind of like really laugh. That's just, it's awesome, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it. That's my insanity. That's my insanity release valve, I think, is what it is. So I don't explode.
You got it down, man. You got it down. It's a trademark, man.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Hey, first off, I'd like to say, look, they beat us up through this whole thing. Be a hero. Save others. Wear your mask. Social distance. And even now get the shot because I'm protecting others. And now they just found out, even vaccinated, you're going to get sick and you can spread it.
Shocking.
I mean, yeah. I mean, does you no good. You are no longer saving grandma, which is you are making the rest of us out to be evil villains because we weren't doing our part to protect everybody and her brother. That was crazy.
I know. Honestly, that is the funniest part about that Michael Rapaport video to me is he was like, I was a hero. You told me I was a hero, and now you're calling me a super spreader? It's like, I did as I was told. I obeyed. I was a good little boy, and now I'm being punished? It's like, yeah, you believed liars. You believed scumbags. You are a tool of something you don't understand, and hopefully you're waking up to that and realizing that you don't need to be that. You can think for yourself for once. I appreciate the call so much, Kev. I want to finish out today's program with a little video here because – try to make it a point. Anytime we get one of these videos, I have to show it. I have to share it. I have to help expand the reach of these powerful statements made at places like school boards and city council meetings. This particular video is a man named Sean Fredrickson calling out Dr. Wilma Wooten for COVID propaganda at the San Diego Board of Supervisors meeting. Here it is, your daily dose of inspiration as yet another brave American stands up against the misinformation, propaganda, and oppression of the COVID tyrants. Sean Fredrickson of San Diego. Here it is.
Good morning, supervisors. Thank you for being here, listening to us. Before I go further, though, I'd like to address Ms. Wilma Wooten and that propaganda that you were sharing. This is not factual. We've actually, being that we are not Cuba yet or North Korea, we still have access to the internet. And it's beautiful because your department has done a fantastic job of documenting the deaths in this county. So what I've done is taken that information which you provided to ensure that I'm an informed citizen and I know when you're lying. So here we go. April 2021, there were 147 people who died in this county. Whatever the positive tests say with this PCR test, which we know to be unscientific and be used at 45 thresholds, which makes these positive tests false positives. We know this, and we also know that 147 people died in this county in the month of May. April. So let's go to May. How many people died in May? Ms. Wilma Wooten was talking about how all these people are dying. 54. We had 54 deaths in the county of San Diego. I don't care about the positives because obviously the PCR test is bunk and we know that. So let's go back to the deaths because that's hard evidence that we can use. In the month of June, how many deaths did we have, Nathan Fletcher? 80. How many residents are in this county? 3 million? 3.3 million residents in this county, and we're using propaganda that Wilma Wooten is using from the PCR test that we know that has been tested to be bunk because we've had 80 people die in this county. How many rights are we going to take away before we look at the facts? We know what you're trying to do. There are good supervisors up here that are trying to fight for freedom like the Constitution, but where are the rest of you? Why are you silencing people and using this jargon to scare us into submission? When are you going to speak the truth, Wilma? We're calling you out because we, the citizens of America, are tired of these lies. We get lied to regularly. We're used to these lies. Who's going to stand up for the truth?
powerful stuff, folks. The story at newswars.com. Doesn't matter if you're left, right, or center. If you're an American and love freedom, stand up now.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
R.